You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time to talk art now and art exhibitions. And there's one particularly you can now go and visit. And joining me to tell us more about exactly what it is Rakea Arsim. Rakea, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Hubert.
Before we get into the exhibition itself, can you tell us a little bit about your sight condition?
Yeah, I can do. So I've got corneal dystrophy. I've had it basically all of my life. I had a bit more sight when I was younger. However, it's deteriorated quite a bit. So at the moment, I don't have any central vision. I've got a bit of peripheral vision, but it's very much light, dark and shadow and blurry blobs and shapes when they're really up close, like up to my nose close, if that makes sense.
How did you get into art?
So I've been into art for a very, very long time. It's going to sound really cliche when I say that since I was little or as long as I can remember, but that's very much true in my case. I went to a school for the blind when I was in primary school, and I had lots of teachers and lots of people around me saying, you can't be an artist, you can't do art because you're visually impaired or blind. And I'm just like, but this isn't right. And there was a lot of motivation needed to like get over that. I'm just like, no, people shouldn't be telling me what I can and can't do. If I enjoy it and I want to pursue it, I will. And now I use my art to focus on disability awareness and talk about accessibility.
What sort of art is your current favourite type of art to do? What sort of art particularly you enjoy doing?
That's a really tough question, because I'd say I'm actually a mixed media artist. So I do a combination of every type of medium, whatever works best. So whether that's printmaking, whether that's sculpture, whether it's text-based art or audio. I like to experiment, and I'm not particularly tied down to one particular type of artwork.
Let's find out more about your exhibitions. This isn't your first one, I believe, but so can you tell us a little bit about some of the exhibitions you have run in the past?
Yeah, of course. So my first major exhibition was last year in November. It was an incredible experience because I actually won the Cass Art Prize People's Choice Award, which honestly I'm so delighted to say. It was for a piece titled Communication with My Guide Dog. It was on display in Peckham. It was a really large wall installation. It was 220 centimetres tall and 130 centimetres wide. It was made up of Bertie's paw prints on the wall, tracing the shape of his harness. On an actual guide dog harness, there's usually a sign that says, please don't distract me, I'm a working dog. So in the centre of that, I put some braille text, which went over the trust and the bond that me and my guide dog share together, because he's very much my pair of eyes. And there was also some tactile objects to touch with Bertie's paws, some plaster and clay moulds.
That sounds quite interesting, and it does highlight the bond that the guide dogs have between their owners and sometimes, as you can hear in the background, between other dogs too. So let's go to your current exhibition then. Can you tell us more about this current exhibition? What is it called and what is it about?
Yeah, of course. So the current exhibition is titled Can You See Me Now? It's a statement on, hey, I'm still here, because normally I feel very invisible in a sighted world, and I know quite a few visually impaired people do. So I want people to be like, hey, we still exist. So it's very much a statement. I've got several pieces on display which go over disability awareness, accessibility, and also sharing my experience of living as a blind person. I'm definitely not saying I'm sharing every blind person's experience just because I'm one person here. So there are a few different things on display. So when you go to the exhibition, in terms of accessibility first, there are Navilens QR codes with all of the artwork and their descriptions and also audio descriptions, which is really good. Everything can be touched, and there's braille labels as well.
Fantastic. So can you let us know where people can go to see and experience your exhibition, and how long is it available for?
Yep. So the exhibition, Can You See Me Now, is on at Dagenham Library, and it will be on until the 29th of March.
Also, is there anywhere people can go to get either more information about your exhibition or just about you in general?
Yeah, of course. I've got social media pages. I'm at rakea.art on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram.
If you do end up going to see the exhibition, do let us know what you think. We would love to hear it. And thank you very much, Rakea Arsim, for coming on to tell us about your exhibition. Can You See Me Now? Available until March 29th here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.